We called up Yajun Zhang.
Hello, this is Yajun.
She's in Beijing, where she co-hosts a podcast called Women, which is spelled in English, W-O-M-E-N, but which means us in Chinese. And on the latest episode, the topic is sexual harassment, prompted in part by an op-ed in the state-run China Daily. They claim that there is no sexual harassment in China because of its traditional culture.
I can't believe somebody wrote something like that in China Daily and arguing that there's no sexual harassment in China. I personally had this kind of experience, and some of my friends had that kind of experience. So I was really shocked. And later I noticed that this op-ed piece was circulated among friends, especially on WeChat. And, you know, we don't have the Me Too campaign in China, but some people I remember wrote saying that this guy is talking BS. Of course there is sexual harassment.
So tell us, if you would, some of the stories that you've been hearing on your podcast.
There's a bunch of them. For example, like, we shared two stories that we think can represent some situation in China. One is about a friend who working in a state-owned company, and she was harassed by one of her actually well-regarded executive in the company who did that in a public event of the company. And when the girl was really shocked, she started to challenge him. He didn't feel ashamed about what he did. He felt like, you know, it's your honor that I think you might be attracted to me. And then later, she shared a story with one of her older female colleagues, who at the end, the female colleague asked her, you know, what kind of clothes did you wear? Did you wear something really sexy? You know, so deep in people's mind, if this kind of thing happened to a woman, people always think it's the girl's problem. Actually, she said, oh, I was wearing something really formal because it's a company event.
Wow.
But my point is, no matter what you wear, other people have no rights to harass you.
Do you think the Weinstein charges and all the subsequent other charges have given Chinese women a kind of a license to be more open and talk about their experiences?
I do. For example, you know, this word, sexual harassment, I'm aware of this word, sex harassment, long time ago, but I never understood, you know, what can be qualified as sexual harassment. Until recently, you know, with what's happening in the U.S., for a long time, I didn't feel that I experienced the sexual harassment because it's, you know, it's just when I was in college, some when I was doing internship, you know, my boss just pat me, you know, saying that, oh, you look really cute. You know, at that moment, I thought, okay, it's just maybe it's a compliment. And then with what's happening in the U.S., I start to read more and start to realize that actually that was sexual harassment.
Mm. I'm curious to know, too, whether your and other women's attitudes are changing and seeing this differently, or whether something in China has actually changed.
I don't, for example, like in the U.S., people are saying that is the turning point. I think in China, there's still a long way to go. I do see, you know, among my friends, we are more exposed to international affairs. We know what's going on. You know, I do see more and more people have this kind of a realization about gender issue in China. And people do discuss about it privately in Beijing, like in Shanghai. But for China as a whole, I think there's still a long way to go.
I also asked Yajun Zhang how the influence of Western culture might be affecting Chinese views about gender and authority. Here's what she told me.
I'm a post-80 generation. So particularly for our generation, I think, you know, we in this generation have a huge difference from our parents. And we grew up with a so-called Western value and influence. For example, like my favorite show is Sex and the City.
Yeah.
I guess, but you have no idea that Sex and the City has a huge impact to me and my friends.
Mm.
I'm not talking about all of the sex position. I'm talking about, you know, girls you should learn to, you know, chase what you want. You should enjoy your own life, you know, make your own decision. That's the show taught us. So right now, looking around, you know, we watch CNN, we watch Bloomberg, even though we have to use VPN to get that, you know.
Yeah, the virtual private personal network, yeah.
Yeah. When you open the door, you cannot close it anymore.
Ya Junjong there in Beijing. She's a co-host of a podcast called Woman.